This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftism has exploded in the face of leftists. They can no longer control their mobs. Their chickens have indeed come home to roost. Leftists have created the most dangerous group of people on the planet. I don't care. You can talk to me about war zones and warlords and all those kind of things, and I will tell you the American leftist is the most dangerous person on the planet. A person who will kill without remorse, who will kill en masse. They don't care. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Before I continue talking about these clowns, these racist, sexist, homophobic, conservophobic, they are the most scared people on the planet, and that is why they act like caged animals. But before I get back to them, be proud of who you are. Pride Month? How about Pride Year, conservatives? Be proud every day of the sanity you bring to life in general. You are the salt of the earth. Now, you've heard me say this before, but I'm going to tell it to you practically every day. You are the salt of the earth. You are the reason why people come to this country. You are the reason why people want to live in certain neighborhoods, send their kids to certain schools. You're the reason why they want to be on your team. You know, when they're picking their kid, hey, I'd like my son to play for Coach so-and-so. You're the reason. You're the reason why people want to work at your company, why they buy certain products. You are the reason. Leftists can take credit for nothing good in this country. Nothing. They tried to sell the narrative, folks, that we are violent. They said, if you go to a Trump rally, they will beat you up. And what did they find? No, they do not. They've sent leftists. They've got infiltrators. And you know what they figured out? There's none of that. So what do? They then send infiltrators to start problems. They put them in MAGA hats. They put them with Confederate flags. Every time you've ever seen one of these instances occur, it almost always turns out to be a leftist plant. All you got to do is wait it out. If they can't, if the narrative doesn't fit, they'll create it. So they say we're the violent ones. But see, the problem is too much evidence exists that prove otherwise. I'm going to repeat. Leftists have created the most dangerous people on earth, people who kill without remorse. They would rather kill you than look at you. They would rather kill you than to agree with you, to have to admit they're wrong. And they get mad. Just ask Scalia and other people who've been beaten up. I just found out a dude got beat up, a vendor, during the gay pride parade. He was a migrant. I'll talk more about it. So they want to tell you, you're dangerous. Let me tell you, what's more dangerous, Middletown, Tennessee, or Detroit? Pick the city where there's a Republican city council, a Republican mayor. Compare it to any city. Just throw a dart and hit any city with a Democrat, and I will promise you that Republican-run city is much more, it's benign in crime in comparison. It's practically non-existent. And here's our problem. We blame street-level criminals for this daily violence. See, that's in our psyche to think about the number of people shot and killed in Chicago. 77 people were shot, 5 people fatally wounded in Chicago, because they got a lot of little petty criminals. And believe it or not, these mayors love these criminals. They meet with them. They know them. They know them by name. I promise you. Lori Lightfoot knows the shot caller in Chicago's South Side ward who runs the show, or the East Side. They know the gang leaders, all of it. The police chief is friends with these people doing criminal activity. God is my witness, I guarantee you this is a fact. They let them get away with stuff because that group of people is actually running the criminal underground within these major cities, and the cops need to have that connection. So when that dude who is the mayor of the underground says, here's what's going on, I'll let you arrest this guy because he's doing this, there's a shot call. They call him a shot caller. And I promise you, the police chief knows who he is. If he doesn't, he's not a good police chief. He recognizes the underground. He says, you know what? If it means I got to let this guy get away with a certain amount of stuff so I can get these guys, I'll do it. And they do. But I played a clip the other day. They blame the cops. They blame this or that. There's nobody holding the shot caller and his gang accountable. And there never will be. Because leftists love their criminals. Anyway, we blame these street-level criminals, but the real killers are at the highest levels. You want an example? Fauci the fraud. Where is that little leprechaun? By the way, he's just a metaphor. He's the guy we can talk about today. But you could go back and insert person here. Jesse Jackson, he's a killer. Look at what he's done to the black community. Decades of teaching black people to be subservient, always looking for the government to do something for him. Always blaming some white person for something. He could have been talking about empowerment. He never did. But right now it's Fauci. Fauci's a killer. A killer. All the people in the food chain for this Wu Flu, Kung Flu nonsense, they're all killers. They're killing us. How many people died because of the mishandling of the Wu Flu crap? How many? People who couldn't get adequate medical care, couldn't get somebody to speak on their behalf because wouldn't even let a loved one into the hospital over this ruse. Dreams killed. How many high schoolers missed their graduation? College kids. How many people didn't get recruited to go to college or do their sport or whatever? But in a way, they did us a favor. But anyway, Fauci's a killer. Cuomo's a killer. We know that. He put this virus into the hospital where old folks were. They were probably going to die of other stuff, but Cuomo said, you know what? We can take $1 billion off the bottom line. Let's do it quicker. Kill him now. He's a killer. Lawless criminals, folks, who work for Satan because they're looking for two things, money and power. That's what it boils down to. I discussed these godless creatures in depth in the previous hour, and I will do so again in this hour. Thanks for paying attention, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Congratulations are in order, conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Congrats! You survived Pride Month. Pride Month! Yeah. I just find it so funny that there are a group of people who want a month because of the way that they have sex, who they choose as a sex partner. We'd like a month because we like to have irregular sex, sex that normal people don't like to have. And we don't even like to think of it as abnormal or whatever. We want it to be recognized. We want our sexual habits to be recognized and appreciated and whatever. And so we want our own month. Congratulations, gay people. You get a month to celebrate your loins. And the rest of the year, they can go back to being humans. And not just celebrate it for their colorful sexual practices and proclivities. Why don't they just call it, they should just call June, Think With Your Junk Month. Right? Because that's what it is. It's you define yourself with your junk. You know what your junk is, right? What you got twixt your legs that you use for, you know, procreation and such. Yeah, Think With Your Junk Month. Just like February should be Think With Your Skin Month. You know, your black skin. Yeah, I'm black. Black History Month. I'm actually surprised they haven't changed that to African American History Month. So LGBTQ just ended their month. I'm so happy it's over because every time you turn on the TV, you got the old rainbow there. And it's to remind you that, you know, I'm gay. This is all about gay stuff. LGBTQ. You know, and all the tributes of who's gay and who's not. I swear, they flash these new gay people up and they all got the funky haircut. You know, they're all very descriptive in who they are. I don't even remember. I don't know them. I'm not going to remember them any more than I remember the other team that played, you know, parents that played softball against my kid at a tournament in Wisconsin. Kevin, you should care. Here's the first gay this. Here's a gay person that did this. A gay, gay, gay. They're all gay. Congratulations. I was talking about this, and we're going to do a more detail about this, but the first transsexual city councilman in Minnesota. Really. We're still in that mode of keeping tabs on all these various people and what their firsts are. Based on their sexuality or their sex change. Oh, Bruce Jenner was the first notable whatever. No, it wasn't. It was, who was it? I can't remember that first very well-known transsexual. I can see her, but I can't remember her name. But, trailblazer. I get it. But after that, do you really care? RuPaul, I guess he's the first notable transvestite because he's a total woman. And RuPaul's more woman than most women I know, but he's still a dude. Yeah, I mean, he proves, I think he still has his junk. But yeah, so June is Think With Your Junk Month. And then all the rest of the time, gay people can think with their minds. See, I appreciate a person's mind more than I appreciate their junk. I don't really think about their junk, to be honest, any more than February raises my awareness for blacks. I don't think about blacks anymore. I mean, I'm forced to kind of go, oh, well, Kevin, look, it's Black History Month. Look at all these black people on TV. Have you noticed that it isn't Black History Month and you're seeing a lot of black folks on TV? I told you guys this the other day. You know what else you're seeing? You're seeing a lot of white women, black women with white dudes. Yeah. They're changing the narrative because who would have thought that a white guy could actually want a black woman? So we got to make you understand that they're sought after. Well, I knew it. I knew white dudes liked black girls and would marry them. Oh, boy. Talking about playing God. These godless Democrats, the most godless among us want to play God. Think about that. You bring up religion to a Democrat. Well, I'm spiritual, not necessarily religious. You know, and they think you're stupid for believing in all that. And then you wonder how we get this nonsense, how we get LGBT Pride Month in June and Black People Month, you know, Junk Month in June and Skin Month in February. Because Democrats want to play God. They want to play God with ethnicity. They want to play God with sexuality. They play God with gender. They play God with climate. They play God with your health. We're going to give you insurance that ensures that you'll never go to the doctor and you're going to love it. And we're going to sell it like it's so cool, even though they know it's junk. They play God with your economics. They don't care where they don't care what you want to do with your money. They take it and they do whatever they want. But here's what's funny about the duality of being, you know, the yin and the yang of things. The more Democrats want to play God, the more you see that they are playing the role of the devil. They produce shows in Hollywood like Lucifer. Have you seen the show? I've never watched the show, but I watched a piece of it. And I was like, wow. And you know what Lucifer does? I know this is going to be shocking. Lucifer goes places overhears conversations, and he just starts causing problems in people's lives. Without cause or reason, they haven't wronged him or anything. He causes problems in their lives. Now, I know Democrats go, "Oh, Kevin, you think there's this dude down there in hell, and he's making people's lives miserable. He's coming up going, amen, whatever." I don't care how you manifest Lucifer. I don't think of him as a red dude with a pitchfork tail and, horns on his head or anything else. I don't see that. But I do know this. I know that there's evil in the world, and I know that it's within me to do it, to do evil. I do. I know this. I don't know if many of you have known this about yourselves, but you have the capability of doing evil. And however that looks to you, if it is a red guy with pointy, ears and a horn and horns and a forked tail, so be it. He doesn't have to manifest himself to me like that for me to know that the devil exists, something that will tempt you to do something that you know spiritually you shouldn't do. So that's what Democrats are. Chaos creators, people that want to make you, as my grandmother would say, lose your religion. Boy, you're going to make me lose my religion on you. Guess what my grandfather would say more than my grandmother, but they both use the term. And that's what leftists do. They want to make you lose your religion. So why are we dealing with all this stuff? People getting shot, crime rates shifting up, defund the police, and all this other stuff I've talked about ad nauseum. Cheating in elections and voter disenfranchisement and infantilizing black people and women. We'll get back and talk about more of it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, "Fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Dramatic dispatch calls in the chaotic aftermath of the deadly collapse of the Florida condo tower captured the moment a first responder spoke with a woman trapped between two beds. Chilling audio reveals a first responder hearing a woman banging on some debris. On Thursday, Miami-Dade Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky responded to reporters' questions about the incident.
We did hear audible sounds, and they were searching for a female voice is what we heard for several hours, and eventually we didn't hear her voice anymore.
The U.S. economy added 850,000 jobs in June as the pace of the recovery surged, quieting fears, at least temporarily, of more lasting harm from labor and supply shortages. More than 1 year into the pandemic, after numerous wrinkles have emerged to complicate a labor recovery, this is USA Radio News. About a block from the Miami area beachfront condominium tower that collapsed sits its sister building. Most have remained, including Nora and Philip Zine.
For some reason, I feel some kind of peace in our building. It's very well maintained. We've never had any problems. And I don't know. I just want to be home. And I believe we were told yesterday that it was okay. It was not mandatory. Our daughter and her husband and family want us to go there, but I don't know. I want to be here still.
Audio courtesy CNN. It's the end of an era in Afghanistan. Lance Pry has more.
After nearly 20 years, the U.S. military departed from Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan on Friday. The base was the epicenter as we hunted down the 9/11 terrorist attacks on America. The airfield was handed over to the Afghan National Security and Defense Force in its entirety. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Second Amendment, from the day it was passed, limited the type of people who could own a gun and what type of weapon you could own. You couldn't buy a cannon. Those who say the blood of patriots, you know, and all the stuff about how we're going to have to move against the government. Well, the tree of liberty is not water with the blood of patriots. What's happened is that there never been, if you want to think you need to have weapons to take on the government, you need F-15s and maybe some nuclear weapons. The point is that there's always been the ability to limit, rationally limit, the type of weapon that can be owned and who can own it.
That was Joey Demento, the godless Democrats leader. It makes sense when you think about it, right? That their God would be a dude who's got no brain. Oh, welcome, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Joe Rogan spoke about Joey Demento and his ilk. It was an exchange. He's talking to some lefty who, even when they see the light, don't completely see it. They really need to be challenged. And I hope that, you know, I pray God really believes that my voice should reach these clowns, because I'm telling you, they're still demented. But Joe Rogan brings he talks about Biden the way he should be talked about, and it made a lot of news. So here's Joe Rogan, the radio host, the guy that does the UFC, fellow martial artist, talking about Captain Joey Demento.
People are going to be talking about all the changes happening right here, right now, in the future. They're going to be saying it's one of the most tumultuous periods in the history of the country.
We'll look back and it'll be scary. It'll be like, yeah, I don't know. Everybody was afraid of getting canceled. People were eating each other. Nobody was listening to science. Like, it's a really, even as it's happening, I'm like, we are coming across like f***ing idiots, like animals.
Well, we're unhinged
in
a lot of ways, and we're not anchored down by a real leader. You know, we don't really have a real leader in this country anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say Joe Biden is the president, he's our leader, and you'd be correct on paper, but, I mean, everybody knows he's out of his mind.
Out of his mind. Indeed he is. No real leader in this country. And Joe Biden talking about the Second Amendment? Did you hear that misinterpretation?
Well, they didn't have bazookas, you know. You couldn't own anything you wanted, and it was limiting of this.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't limiting on anything. The only thing that would limit the Second Amendment is if you're a heinous criminal that had used a weapon against somebody else. Right now, do you realize if you are accused of domestic violence, a Class C misdemeanor, you cannot own a gun? That is amazing. People that, you know, I don't know if you watch these shows, but I've seen these shows where a woman, you know, is mad at her husband, slaps him, cops arrest her, and they say, oh, we've got this, the pendulum is swung back the other way. And so they arrest the woman because she hit the cop. I saw this on a cop show. She hit her husband right in front of the police, and they arrested her on domestic violence. She cannot own a firearm. for that single act. See, that's how incrementalism occurs. They say, well, you've been accused of domestic violence. Yeah, but it wasn't what you thought. And so you can't own a firearm. You can no longer protect yourself because of that. That's insane. And they do it because there are people who do commit domestic violence. They are, you know, habitual offenders. They brutalize their spouses, even kill them. And that is a small minority of the people that are doing that, that go to that level. But that's what leftism does. They say, that's a way we can get guns. And you know who loses those guns most often? People of color. Glad you guys are back. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Well, speaking of guns and thugs and all the stuff that leftists like, soon America may get another shrine to a black thug, and this thug's name is Otho Wallace. I don't know if you've heard about him, but he was accused of shooting a Daytona police officer. The guy's name was Jason Rayner. Shot him in the head last week, and over the weekend, he was captured in Georgia. Let the celebration for Black Lives Matter begin. Because if you haven't guessed, Otho Wallace is a brother, Jason Rayner, a white guy, the cop. Do you think there's going to be any protest of a black guy killing or shooting, he didn't kill him, shooting a white cop? You think that the Rayner family's going to get no justice, no peace? Are they going to get a $28 million settlement for what happened to their family member? Don't expect the media, folks. Don't expect white folks in general. Don't expect woke law enforcement leaders or black folks to get outraged over the targeting and shooting of a police officer. But according to police reports, America's hero in waiting, that would be Otho Wallace, was found hiding in a treehouse. The treehouse was located on land affiliated with a black nationalist paramilitary organization. I love how they put that. You thought paramilitary organizations were limited to Confederate flag flying rednecks, I'm pretty sure. I believe they call these white versions of paramilitary organizations militias. You getting the distinction here? On the property, Wallace was said to have an arsenal of weapons. I want you to understand, the article did not use the term assault rifle anywhere. And if you're wondering about the legality of Wallace's arsenal, you just need to stop it, you racist. Wallace is black. No harm, no foul. Now, despite this arsenal that Otho Wallace had, he decided to hide in a treehouse. He decided he did not want to go out in a blaze of glory. I'm going out in a blaze of glory. This Negro decided to climb a tree like a monkey and hide. And here's my bet. I don't know anything about his confrontation with the officer, Jason Rayner. I know nothing. But here's what I'll bet you. I bet you he didn't have the guts to face this man head on. My bet is he ambushed him. Because guys like him are cowards. That's why when the other people came, the people that came to inflict some justice on him, he hid in the tree like an ape. That's what he did, the coward. As for the leftist narrative of cops killing of unarmed black men, the heavily armed Wallace, who had the arsenal of unknown weapons, was taken into custody without incident or injury. And this is after he has shot a cop. They didn't exact any justice on him for allegedly shooting Daytona Beach officer Jason Rayner in the head. He faces a charge of attempted murder. Otho Wallace does. First degree murder, attempted first degree murder of a law officer. And Chief Ja'Kari Young tweeted, in custody. Woohoo! We got him. You know they got him on a tip. Somebody decided, you know what? Othel is worth more if I turn this black behind in and all that. But anyway, when they got him, he looked like the typical person, a thug who would try to kill a cop. So they get this guy, and he's wearing a Nike shirt, a Nike jacket, like a windbreaker, I guess is what you call it. And I thought, only fitting. Just do it, right, Nike? Just kill a cop. Just do it. Surprised he didn't have a picture of Colin Kaepernick around his neck on a necklace. You know, like, oh, that's my boy, Colin. Yeah. Maybe Colin Kaepernick will be the one who pays for the attorney for Wallace. Who knows? Daytona Beach Police Chief Jakari Young said a task force of collaborating police agencies arrested Wallace at 2:30 a.m. on land affiliated with a group that called itself No Effing Around Coalition in DeKalb, Georgia. The No Effing Around Coalition. Othel Wallace was located hiding in a tree. Young said, in a treehouse with Wallace was multiple flashbangs, rifle plates, body armor, two rifles, two handguns, and several boxes of ammunition. And yet this, I got a word for him. Let's just call him a punk. He used none of those weapons when the cops confronted him face to face. He decided, you know what, I don't think it's time to die. But he was full of bravado, they said, upon the arrest. He said, you guys know who I am. You know what I'm capable of, and it could have been a lot worse. Why am I laughing? Because that's what people say when the cops have left. You know, they'll be like, yeah, man, that cop, he was smart to leave because I would have had to hurt him. I got to leave it there. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer. It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Heterosexual America gets its pride back now that we put it on loan to the LGBTQs in June. Yeah, and as a celebration of that gay pride parade, I don't know if you know this, but they beat a guy. Here's the story. The victim of a beating at the hands of pride parade attendees in New York City's Washington Square Park this weekend told the media that he thought he'd die that night. 65-year-old Egyptian immigrant Nasser Hassanin came out of retirement from being a street vendor back on Sunday to help a friend of his son. The cart worker was severely beaten at some time between 11 p.m. Sunday evening on the grounds of an accusation by a pride parade crowd that he made a hateful slur. Let me stop there. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. See, you could just be walking through that crowd and somebody say, he called me a maggot. You know what I'm saying, right? And you didn't say a word. And they will turn on you and beat you. This is what leftists, The people that, see, there are a lot of gay folks that are conservative, that think like we do, and they're not flamboyant. They're not looking for attention. All they just want to live their lives. They are the perfect human beings because they don't lead with their sexuality. You may not even know they're gay unless they invite you into their home or they mention it to you in passing. It's not meant to upend anything with you. They know you can that you're okay. You can understand it. It's happened to me many times. I'm like, oh, Paul, I didn't even realize you were gay. So what's your mate's name? I talk about this friend of mine, Jeff, all the time. Used to work for Anixter, one of the distributors that I worked with. And Jeff was one of the sharpest sales guys I ever met. And I suspected he was gay, but he would never admit it. And I wanted to hire him at one point. And the first thing he said to me is, he says, well, Kevin, I need you to know that I'm gay. And I said, yeah, I already knew. And he's like, what? I said, yeah, I suspected. And you confirmed it. But I said, I already knew. I didn't know who your mate was. I'm not stalking you or anything. But I knew. And I explained that when I got my inklings and kind of when it was confirmed. And we had a good laugh about it. He says, I'm very vocal. I said, well, that's between you and the community. But, you know, I don't really care. I said, I just like your style. I think you are a heck of a sales guy. And then, you know why he didn't join me? You're going to get a kick out of this. Because it was in a time when all the HIV stuff was really at a height. And he said, Kevin, I don't want to do this to your company and impact the insurance. Because it would have. It would have cost us a fortune after insuring because he's gay. And at the time, it was like, well, he's got potentially HIV and all this other stuff. And he was already having health issues, which I was made aware of, I don't know, about a month after he turned me down. And, I didn't speak to him for a while because he went on medical leave, and I suspected at the time that he was HIV positive, even though I've never validated that. But the point is, none of it mattered. The dude was a great sales guy. He brought me in on some absolutely phenomenal deals, and I thought, what a great guy. But long story short, these Pride Parade members in New York beat this food cart operator. And here's what the guy said, I would never do that. I don't have a problem with them. I know it was their parade. It was their day. They came out to have fun and enjoy themselves. That's what the guy who got his butt kicked said. Now, Andy Goh, he tweeted this. He said, rioters at a New York City Pride event assaulted a food cart operator. He, in the neon green shirt, was left bloodied on the ground. They go on to write this. Hassanin explained to the Post that what happened that night was a woman yanked an American flag off his cart and demanded a pride flag be flown instead. He told the woman not to do this to his cart. His friend said the same. The woman seemingly didn't like the response, assaulted the food vendor, throwing hot sauce at him, and then becoming more violent. It left Nader with blood on his face, a damaged lip, and cuts on his head. Here's what he said. I have a broken nose. They say I might need surgery. When I saw blood in my cap and I was bleeding from my nose, I thought I was going to bleed to death. He says he was scared. So many people were coming at him all at once. This is what the left will do. This is what these zealots will do when things like this happen. And it's not isolated to them. I want you to understand, the left are dangerous people, folks. They've created the most dangerous people. They are gods that created people who hate. They created people who whine about everything, who believe they are entitled. They don't want to listen to reason, and they hate. And they will just as soon kill you as to look at you. Don't believe me? Jenkins, a biological male, the nation's first black, openly transgender person elected to public office, was sitting in the car's passenger seat when an enraged mob approached the car and accosted her. And here's the exchange. It doesn't tell you much, but I just want you to understand what was going on. Check it out.
Stated that she was not signing.
We're in negotiations.
So here's the thing. That's correct, because we ain't asking no more. We're not asking.
seeing no more, white lady. We demanding at this point. We're not asking. We're done asking. We're demanding it now. So why don't you just get back, sit back in your little seat, and do your job and drive. How about that one? How about that one? I know. I got you. I got you. I got you. I got you, Aaron girl. I got you, Aaron girl. I got you, Aaron girl. I got you.
Everybody.
I got you.
Everybody. Andrea is citing the people.
Let me see the signature. Let me see. Did she sign it? Can y'all see our signature?
Barely.
Can somebody hold it? Somebody hold that so I can get it out.
Can she print that too?
We want to print.
We need a print and a date.
Hi, 2021. Print and date. No, she needs to print her name and date. What's today's date? No, give it to her. Print your name and date.
She already signed the paper. Just let her know.
Print and date. Print and date. Print and date. Print and date. What's today's date? Somebody fill out today. Thank you.
Did you hear the guy say, we're in negotiations with you. We're in negotiations with you. They're negotiating after they've held this woman up for 2 hours. She's heading to some event, held her up for 2 hours, and essentially forced her to sign a document that I don't even know what it's all about. But, yeah. Ending police brutality. I think that's what they were saying, right? Ending police brutality. I mean, I can't read this. Let me look at it real quick. Yeah. The marchers call for an end to police at pride festivals for the protection of black transgender residents. Pretty limited group there. And for the local community to have, control over police. This happened at Loring Park in Minnesota. DJ Hooker, an activist involved with the Twin Cities Coalition for Justice for Jamar, narrates, I'm just looking at this for the first time. Twin Cities Coalition for Justice for Lamar narrates the 23-minute long footage in which he says that Jenkins arrived at the event for a photo op before she was confronted by protesters. Jenkins' friend or partner has called the cops on us already, Hooker says in a live stream, prompting Jenkins to say of the protesters surrounding the white Kia, like, this ain't effing white supremacy right here. I can't believe this. Hooker told the Minnesota Reformer that police cars, this is so funny, police cars drove by every once in a while during the 2 full hours Jenkins was blocked, but never stopped. Asked by the local outlet whether or not law enforcement was called, Minneapolis police spokesperson, John Elder said in an email statement, Loring Park is not our jurisdiction. It is the oversight of the Minneapolis Park Police. Yep. See, when you want to jack around and play God, and you think you've got it all under control, things happen, and you learn very quickly, you are not in control. God is always in control. And if that's a lesson for anybody, it's a lesson for the left. I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.